Time to go into the vault with Jeff Allen on The Point 94.1.
Hey, it's Jeff Allen. Welcome back. It's time to go into the vault. This time, going back to 2009, a talk I had with Dee Snider and J.J. French of Twisted Sister, talking about a then new anniversary edition album coming out, life on the road, some good stories. Enjoy this trip into the vault with Dee Snider and J.J. French of Twisted Sister from 2009.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
I want to say, Dee, it's a real pleasure to talk to you. It's the first time we've had a talk. I actually talked to JJ when the Twisted Christmas came out. So,
Cool. Well, glad we finally hooked up.
Yeah, welcome to my show. I did catch you at Rocklahoma, and Dee, I got a question about that show. You said something to get the crowd pumped up. You made some choice comments towards Mother Nature. Was that just spontaneous, or did you plan that?
Well, I tend to... Getting mad at Mother Nature when she's being less than supportive of heavy metal. And so I've been in situations before where it's been threatening to rain or to storm or something on the crowd. And I have had to have a couple of words with Mother Nature. She would treat us, except for the heat out there, she treated us well this year at Rocklahoma. Last year, she was a total bitch.
Oh, yeah.
And she just hated rock and roll last year.
You know, ironically enough, Jeff, last year, the weekend that Rocklahoma was rocked essentially by almost hurricane-force winds and
rain. I was
there. And heard a couple of stages. We, at that very same weekend, were playing a metal festival in Spain, and for the first time in 19 years, a hailstorm hit this desert area that we were playing with such, this is not a joke, with such force that it destroyed the stage, and we were all ready to go on stage, and we had to cancel the entire concert because the stage was destroyed during a hailstorm.
Wow.
So for those of you conspiracy theorists out there that want to draw some sort of a biblical conclusion with all this, knock yourself out. Unfortunately, I just believe it was just two bad weather systems acting independently on the same day.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you guys explained that to me. And speaking of going to Spain, you guys are still doing the pretty much weekend commutes, headlining festivals all over the place.
Yeah, crazy.
So what's it going to take to get you guys to Little Rock?
A promoter with a lot of money.
How much you got?
Let me call my banker.
That's really it. I mean, we play about 12 to 15 shows a year, and we basically have a price. If you make it, we'll go. I mean, we did the craziest thing in the world 3 weeks ago. We played the Arctic Circle on a Friday and Oklahoma on a Sunday. I mean, we did that. That was the craziest, nuttiest in the history of this band. I swear, I keep thinking I'm writing a book, but I can't because crazy stuff continues to happen.
That's incredible.
And it was ridiculous. We were up essentially 40 hours, 25 of which were traveling up to the Arctic Circle to play a show in the most northern city in the northern hemisphere. And then we stayed awake after 10 hours sleep. We did the show, stayed awake, and flew to Rocklahoma.
That's crazy.
We were up 40 hours before we crashed to do that, you know, before we fell asleep. We did that show. That was the most insane weekend. So to all those fans of American Idol, when those kids go, thank you for staying with us for 15 weeks and supporting us, I got news for you. That ain't nothing, baby. Our fans have been supporting us for 30 years. You know, that's fan support.
Welcome back. As we go back into the vault, looking at 2009 when I spoke with Dee Snider and J.J. French of Twisted Sister.
The reason you guys are out doing all this, of course, is the 25th anniversary of Stay Hungry. And what an incredible package. You actually put it out on pink vinyl.
Yeah, there's a real demand. People are interested in vinyl again. And JJ's theory is that our fans are older now. They need bigger print. So and the CDs aren't providing it. But even young kids want it. It's like a collectible. So there's a pink vinyl Stay Hungry LP out there. But the CD has the double disc set with 17 extra tracks, previously unreleased material, demo versions of songs from the original album, plus the first original song Twisted's done in over a decade.
30.
It's called 30, yeah.
We are actually playing 30 here on The Point.
Nice!
Have you seen the video?
I have seen the video. And I heard your press conference at Rocklahoma, so I know how that song came about, but would you like to share that with our audience here?
Sure, if I could stop hitting the microphone with my hand. it's thunder out there. Anyways, 2 years ago, I did a show for CMT called Gone Country, where they took me and six other singers from other music forms down to Nashville and tried to make us country singers. So one of our tasks was to write a country song with a couple of country writers and perform it at the Wild Horse Saloon. I was a pretty crappy student, and instead of them turning me into a country singer, I kind of turned the country writers into rockers. And 30, you know, when the guys heard 30, they're like, man, you know, this speaks to Twisted. This is, you know, this is a great rock song. Let's just record it. And we did. And thematically, it just works well with the whole 25th anniversary, because the song is about being at the point in our lives where we are. You kind of, no one's more surprised than us to still be on stage, still be rocking, still be kicking ass live. I mean, you saw us at Rocklahoma. Yeah. I'm not lying. We rock, right?
You guys rocked out. And I saw you 2 years ago at Rocklahoma, and I think you rocked even harder this time.
Well, 2 years ago, that was my first show after I had knee surgery. So I had had knee surgery like 6 weeks earlier. I'd been in therapy, and that was the first time putting on the big platform boots and going out on a stage, on a multi-level stage on top of that. So I was a little bit, I don't know what the word is, but I was a little worried about my leg giving out because it was just first time back. So this time, all bets were off. We had just flown in from Norway. And we were ready to rock, and we had a great time doing it.
And what a great crowd was out there for you Sunday night, too. Once again, Rhino has the 25th anniversary of Stay Hungry. It's a double CD. It's a great package. I love it. I've been listening to it pretty much nonstop since I got my hands on it. And like you said, those bonus tracks, the stuff you recorded years ago, you guys have pretty much forgotten that stuff existed.
You know, when we decided to try to do this package, we asked Rhino for everything they had to hopefully find a track or two. And they found a cassette, mind you.
Wow.
Buried in the box with all the master tapes of all these other songs. So apparently Tom Werman, the producer who produced the record, I'm assuming what happened was we did 20 songs of the record, and we made a bunch of cassettes and, you know, gave them to Tom, and Tom probably turned everything over to them, right? We completely forgotten about it. Ironically enough, about 3 weeks ago, going through my cassette piles, I found a copy of that cassette. So obviously, each band member probably had one and threw it in a box somewhere.
Right.
Because, you know, when you make these records, you kind of cull through the songs, and it's kind of a weeding out process between the band, the producer, the managers, and the A&R guys, and the record company president. So these songs didn't make the cut. But you know what? Some of the songs are phenomenal.
Yes,
and
they
easily
are.
Could have done easily could have been on that record.
Yes, they are. D and JJ, I know we're running out of time. I appreciate you guys coming on today, and thank you so much. Look forward to bringing you to Little Rock.
Well, hopefully we'll
talk another time, man.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hope you enjoyed this trip into the vault with Dee Snider and JJ French of Twisted Sister. Thank you so much for checking it out, and feel free to share it with your friends. Get the word out about the podcast Into the Vault. We'll be back next week with some brand new surprises for you. Into the Vault right here.